This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
See live off the record with Chicago Lens, brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
And wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, good afternoon, everybody. Aha! You're wondering who this is. This is Pearly filling in for Zhivago Lang here on Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. How is everybody today? How are we doing? I'm good. I'm good. In case you ask, I'm good. So if you want to call in, 323-6232, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259. Our text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Interesting couple days. Real interesting couple days. We could actually say week. You know, we saw the Governor General Sir Cornelius C.A. Smith stepped down, or what they call demit office. And when we saw Cynthia Mother Pratt become the new Governor General of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, that was wonderful. You know, the demitting of office program was really nice, and then her swearing in was really nice. Seeing some interesting, the Upinder, some really nice stuff, and that's interesting. And then Sunday, our Prime Minister gave a national statement and announced the shuffling of his cabinet, making some moves, moving Minister Sweeting to Works, Minister Sess to Immigration, move Minister Bell to Housing, move some others around, Minister Kobe. And it's been the response on the street has been interesting. Of course, the supporters of the party or the supporters of the government would think it's a fantastic move. It's a great move. Read what the chairman said, making it a good move. And then supporters, people who don't support the party, think it's lipstick on a pig, think it's desperate moves. But I want to hear what you think about it. I know the politicians can say, I know that the politicians can come up and say it's a good move, it's a really good move, and I know the opposition can say it's a bad move. We expect to hear that. But let's see the Guardian this morning, today, this morning's Guardian, actually. Government eyeing new sentencing regime. Regime to target dangerous criminals. Sands calls reshuffle lipstick on a pig. Chinese trade could lower cost of living in Bahamas, Ambassador says. And risk to the economy from inflation still looms. And the business end, the headline of the business, risk to the economy from inflation still looms. Central bank warns elevated prices could disrupt travel sector. In other words, where the price is going up, people may not want to come to the Bahamas. We're doing well right now. We have the tourism is booming. They're talking 8 million. But something, if inflation continues the way it is, that could limit how people travel. Gas at 606 at Rubis, 598 at Bodasso and Shell. Oh, Island Destination Service recognized as top in the country for seventh time. Wonderful. Country's economy trending back to normal following COVID, says the central bank. The IDB president calls for closure, collaboration of multilateral and public development banks. Government eyeing new sentencing regime. Reading this story, it's basically mirroring what the Canadians do to some degree. And for us, we hear parole, so similar to the parole program. Is that good for the Bahamas? Is that what we want? you know, the serious criminals will go away for a long time, and then when they get out, they'll be under supervision for a number of years to ensure that they get back, acclimatize themselves back to the society and contribute to society in a proper way and don't go back to the ways that got them where they were staying. We'll see. Texter says, great show as usual. How do you feel about the cabinet shuffle? I don't like who the PM picked to look over BPL because BPL is plagued with issues. The Bell move is not really bad because what the most messed up Bell could possibly cause? Housing. Great show as usual. Questions, will Bell be able to give a push for mortgage relief? Interesting. Well, we're anxious to see what he has to say about it. BPL, I think, falls under Minister Colby. Is she still the attorney for the petroleum company? How does that work? Is there any conflict of interest there? I don't know. I'm just asking. BPL has been a challenge to all governments. And it looks like everyone has a plan, and when it comes down to it, it just doesn't work, or they don't do the plan, or that was only talk to get the votes. But I know one thing, my light bill high. Ridiculously high. And they like, you know, it's cool, and you don't have to burn your AC, you got stuff, because it's hot. Try to turn it off late in the evening, maybe, or late in the night, and turn it off as early as possible. You find yourself turning it on a little earlier because it takes a little while to warm, cool down the room. So you might instead of turning on 7, you might turn on 5, or instead of turning on 9, you might turn on 7. And then you tend to leave it on a little while until you leave for work. My light bill high, I don't know about yours. There was, when I was in the working world, I call it like that, and you know you have an executive meeting and you talk about what's going on and you say, well, Pearly ain't working out in sales. Let's move him over to marketing. Let's move Mary from accounting to sales because Mary don't get along and Mary ain't doing a job there. And I don't believe in giving somebody your problems. If that person is a problem in one place, who said they ain't gonna be a problem in another place? If that person have poor worth ethics or doing stuff wrong and all that, who said they're not going to carry the next place? But is the Bahamian people looking at this as a change, or are they looking at it as the prime minister that's shaking up things? The people think that some people say that they were concerned that he don't have the testicular fortitude to fire anybody. Why? When the world, well, the country, and many was calling for the resignation of more than one minister. Yeah, the opposition was leading the route. Yeah, they was leading the route. But the average man on the street, other political parties, other Bahamians were calling for certain people to leave the cabinet, but they only moved them from one spot to the next. Does that solve the problem? Does that make it better for the Bahamas, or does that make it just better for the party? Do you think certain people should have been fired from the cabinet? Or are you comfortable with them just moving from one spot to the next? Is this transparency? When you say new day, it's a new beginning, it's a new look, it's new, everything is brand new. Is this it? See, I ain't worrying too much what Prime Minister say, what Minister Mitchell say, what opposition leaders say, what Chairman Devine Sahn say. I know what they can say. I know what I say, and I want to know what you can say. Because it ain't going to be too far. I ain't going to hear the chairman of the PLP say nothing wrong. He ain't going to say the PM doing anything wrong. He's not. I'm not going to hear the chairman of the FNM say the leader of the opposition do anything. He's not. At least not publicly either. Either of them won't do that publicly. And so when I open up the paper and I see Chairman of the PLP, Honorable Minister Fred Mitchell, I know what he can say. Basically, not exact words, but I know he can be supportive of the Prime Minister and his party. When I see Dr. Devine Sahn talk, Chairman of the FNM, I know what he can say. not the exact words, but I know he's going to be supportive of the FNM and cut down and criticize the government. We know that. What do you say? How do you feel? How do you feel about what's going on? You know, it's the voters, you know. Pearly, you think cess to immigration is a good move because immigration is also plagued with issues. Pearly, how come they move on Miller from environmental health? I saw a meme say, when you do good, you get fired. When you don't do good, you get rewarded and praised. I don't know. Is that a demotion for Minister Sayers from the Ministry of Works, that big, big, huge, gigantic budget to immigration? Mind you, in my opinion, I think fits better for immigration. I think he can clean it up. He means well, and I think he can get it in the right direction if he has the wherewithal to do it. Or the mindset, I should say, to do it. I know he has the wherewithal, the mindset. He could do it. So my opinion on that move is, I think it's a demotion, in my opinion. You in charge. I know that feeling. I remember when I was at a certain place and the government changed. And I'll never forget the then PLP chairman, not the chairman of the board at the time, coming in and look at me and say they're moving you from all these positions I had to one position, plant maintenance. I was crushed. That was a demotion. Same salary. But responsibilities were cut right down. So is that the same thing? Is that a demotion for Minister Sayers? You know, you heard all kind of little talk on the streets, and I ain't gonna repeat them things you hear. But you know, you hear all kind of things on the street. Let's leave it like that. But is that a good move? You take housing from Minister Kobe and put her in charge of energy and. I think she's in energy and transport, aviation. Is that a good move? Is putting Minister Bell from immigration to housing, is that a good move? I like, to be honest, I liked what Minister Sweeting was doing in agriculture. And I think he can bring something to works. He's a good person, honest. I think he could bring something to works. But what was the whole purpose of this shuffle? What were they trying to accomplish? You know, another text that says, I was hoping he moved the defense lawyer from the police. He is a basket case. What the FNM wanted, you can only pick from people elected. It seems Motor Mouth Pintard and FNM's expected to be appointed to the cabinet. Minutes moved some three times. Okay. Hi, Pearly. I like when you on, bro. But Pearly, Mr. LaRota was doing good because he was trying to save NIB. It looked like the PM ain't giving him no more posts. Mr. LaRota was being honest. He was. He came to the people and said, this will happen. And it ain't no surprise because I've had conversations with people in the past and concerned about where NIB was going, just collecting that same $38 a month or whatever the amount is. And talking to an actuary who analyzed it and knowing that at a certain period of time, if we don't do certain things, NIB is not going to be there to support everybody. Now, remember now, when NIB started, we had a young nation. Not just the nation, but the people. So now all these people are older. That's 50 years ago. So all of us who was 10 and under 35, we're older. And so we're trying to collect. We're collecting now. And more we'll be collecting. So I don't understand that move. Pearly, this is why I say Bell is to housing is good. Let me explain. Because the list to get government homes is extremely long. You have to know an MP who cool to get a house. But I think Bell might cut the list down. Being serious, pretty, that list long. Yes, I know plenty of people who's applied for years. Says it's terrible for that position. He is too soft. You need a gangster in that position. Why do you need a gangster? Oh, that's just a figure of speech. This shuffle is another black eye for the PLP. Bell, Kobe, Davis, and Monroe should have been removed altogether. This shuffle looks like the Christie era when he didn't fire Shane Gibson and Fitzgerald. We all know how that term ended. Interesting. Next text up. Pearly, I also think Chester's doing a good job. Think about it. He is the only one who knocked down the old buildings downtown. I gotcha. Good afternoon, Pearly. To hell with both parties, we need a government to look out for the people. See, we had this conversation before, and you get vexed at me. I think this is the same place we get when I said I don't believe in a third party. The third party people come out of the PNF and them, so it's it ain't like they were just new people that's born and decide they can get involved. If you look at the third parties, every one of them come from a party. And every one of them come from a party because they get vexed at the party for whatever reason. One won't run, can't get the nomination, so I'm mad. So let's really, really think and look at why we would look at third party. And not to knock what they're doing, they have a purpose. But I can stick with either the PLP or the FNM. That's my view. That's Pearly view. I could be wrong, but that's how I look at it. To run an election, it costs money, people. Pearly, how do you feel about the MP who went to Labour? I can tell you how I feel in the middle. Let's take this caller first. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Pearly Gates.
What's happening?
Boy, everything cool. Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
That move that Mr. Davis made on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That's a two-turn move right there.
You think so?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. There are now some people who should have been in the spot.
Yeah.
Where they should have been from the break. My only disappointment in that, I don't have nothing against the deputy leader of the party.
Uh-huh.
I don't have nothing against Mr. Cooper.
Uh-huh.
But I think he should have put Obadiah Bitchcombe back in tourism.
Why is that?
Mr. Cooper is doing some things. But I believe
he has brought a lot. He's expanded the air travel. People coming from California direct now, coming out of in the Eastern Seaboard to American Airlines and Delta Airlines. He's been doing a lot. Tourism is back on the rebound.
Fantastic. Tourism is back, and I agree with you. But I believe a lot of that was in the works before the pandemic.
Okay.
Okay? And I think Mr. Obi Vilchcombe to tourism was something like Sir Clemente Maynard to tourism. Now, mind you, Mr. Bitchcombe is doing some good things in social service.
Uh-huh.
Boy, because thank God he's there. he was put there. Must be just for me.
Okay.
Okay?
So you think he's doing a good job because he takes care of you? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying I'm talking about in social service, he was put there in time for me because I needed some things to be done. And thank God he was there. Okay. I don't know if maybe somebody else was there if I would have got what I needed to be done already. Okay. I don't know if you understand that.
I hear you, bro.
Loud
and clear.
I think the winner, and I'm going to say this again, the winner in this whole cabinet shuffle. I've learned from Sir Lyndon Finlay. He spoke at one Young Liberals convention one time, and he said, a leader is not a person that has people following them. A leader is a person that creates leaders, that make leaders. So the winner in this whole deal is Ian Monroe with Jomo Campbell.
Explain that to me. Let me make me understand it, because I
Jomo confused. Campbell being now made a substantial minister running his own ministry. He is now a leader. He came out of the office of Monroe and Associates.
Okay.
Ian Monroe should be extremely proud and happy.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from with that?
I hear you.
And also with Ms. Rule.
Pia.
Pierre Glover.
On Pierre Glover, yeah.
Pierre Glover was able to show her goodness and her worth by working under a minister who don't try to take praises for everything. You know, you have some ministers, the junior ministers working so hard, but they can't let the junior minister get that spotlight, so they try to. Everything they do, they have something to say. But Mr. Mitchell let her loose and let her go.
I got you.
And she could have performed and show her worth.
I got you.
Hmm?
Uh-huh.
And now, my boy there going to housing and Urban Renewal. You know, he was one of those who started the Urban Renewal program.
Who?
Keith Bell.
Well.
With Dr. Byrne and Norris Stewart.
Okay.
Don't forget he was the junior minister under Dr. Norris as minister of then Dr. Norris became minister of what that thing then here?
National Security.
National Security. Keith Bell was his junior minister.
Keith Bell was in the House?
No, Keith Bell was in the Senate.
Okay. But that was 12 to 17.
Yes.
But Urban Renewal started long before that.
Then they restarted Urban Renewal back.
Urban Renewal was under Dr. Bernard as the junior minister. Carla, I can't let you say the wrong thing now. You say Urban Renewal was started by Keith
Bell. Then Urban Renewal started.
Urban Renewal started before Keith Bell was ever in the House. It was started.
Then Urban Renewal started.
If I remember correctly, in the 2002 PLP government started Urban Renewal.
Okay.
2002.
Well, I stand to be corrected.
Okay.
Now, but let me say this before I let you go.
And Urban Renewal never, ever ended. It just may have been revised or done differently by the whatever party was in government, but it was never stopped.
But it never stopped.
Never stopped. I've been in Urban Renewal government, in Urban Renewal offices many times in the last, during the last administration. There's one right in Grandstand. I can't remember the name of the street off the top of my head right now.
In Grandstand,
Lewis Street.
Lewis Street.
Yeah, almost before you get to Blue Road.
But let me say this, this in closing.
Uh-huh.
Let me say, tell you this, Pearly.
Uh-huh.
Keith Bell is now in housing and Urban Renewal, assisted by Lisa Rahman.
Okay.
They get two police together.
Okay.
Hmm?
I gotcha.
What do you think about that?
I want to know what you think, because personally, I don't think Keith Bell should still be in the cabinet, but that ain't my call. So I have to go by what you say.
Boy, man, get him on, man. Lord, get him on an next chance.
What do you mean, give him a next chance? You ain't giving. Listen, Lord, if
yeah,
you ain't.
Oh, a couple of them made some mistakes, you know.
Okay.
Yes, that his own was more, seeing.
More against the law. But
let's see, you get a next chance to prove yourself.
Well, we'll
now,
see.
If you go wrong this time, I ain't batting for him no
more. You ain't batting for him, okay.
No.
All right, Carla. Thanks for calling. We can take a break. Let me just read these couple of texts before we take a break. And we'll take our first break. Brother LaRota was ineffective. Was ineffective. We know about NIB long before LaRota. Interesting how FNMs care about what is happening to the PLP MPs. Pure politics and hypocrisy. I know they're interested in what happened to them. I think that's what they're supposed to do. I think if the shoes are in the other foot, you'll be hearing the same things from the PLP. So let's stay away from that kind of talk. Let's take this caller before we take a break. Caller?
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand,
We're back with Z Live on Guardian Radio. This is Pearly filling in for Zhivago Line today. That caller was very interesting. Very, very interesting. If we were saying some stuff was in the works, that means you should be giving the former government the credit if it was in the works before now. Eh? But anyway, call up. You're on the air. What's happening?
What's happening, Pearly?
And I know I can let you know.
Hey, listen, I wonder if that caller was willing to give Minnesota a second chance for some of the atrocities he did for the Bahamian people over his time.
I wanted to ask that, but I don't want people to think I'm trying to drift any way or the other. So I'm so happy you called to ask that, because you can't say give a man a chance and then you ain't give that a man a chance. I believe exactly. In, you know, being, I believe in being fair.
You know, if I give you a contract to build my house, right?
Uh-huh.
Once me and you sign off on that contract, that's a finished deal, right?
That's the way I look at it.
No matter how much... No matter that big shiny pool you give me, that nice long pretty driveway, if you don't execute that contract, those things don't mean nothing.
Exactly.
So is it safe to say that the blueprint for change and the speech for the truant is the contract with this administration and the Bahamian people? Is it safe to say that?
Well, I would, yeah, because you say, listen, this is my blueprint for change. Vote for me and I can implement these things in this booklet. As the FNM say, if you vote for me in my manifesto, this is what we can do. So yeah, I would take that as a contract with the people.
Okay, so let's look at the speech from the truant. It's safe to say that's the legislative contract with the Bahamian people.
I would say that's the statement to solidify our initial contract. Say, listen, I promise you this during the election. Now I'm coming out here to publicly say this is what we're going to do. So yeah, I would take that as a legislative contract.
Well, we know they already broke that contract, because you can't break the contract without the permission from the Bahamian people.
I hear you.
So that contract finished with the blueprint for change, right?
Uh-huh.
On page 32 on the energy section, it says within the first 100 days, we will course review of BPL operations to reduce the cost of electricity, maintain reliable supply, and enter into contractual agreements which would put BPL on a solid financial footing, and most importantly, reduce the cost of living and doing business in the Bahamas. That's in the first half in the first 100 days. It's going on 2 years now.
And that ain't happened yet.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, that move with putting Joe Bacobi in the energy department, number one, has she resigned her post as the lawyer of the firm?
That's the question to be asked.
The prime minister was the lawyer of the firm. Has he resigned his post as the lawyer?
Okay. Who is
to say now that she is not going to go in office and create policies or pass laws that will further put these people in a position to jam the Bahamian people in this oil deal?
Then we have to keep our eyes open and keep a close watch on it.
But we wouldn't know until the government changed. That's the only time we find things out, when the government changed and things start to come out.
Point. Some things.
Some things.
Point.
Most things.
A lot of things.
this move for Keith Bell should have been gone. Period.
A lot of
go on, put him on
that.
The back bench.
But the last call is a game, another chance.
No. If you can run the 100 meters, you definitely can run the 2, eh?
I got you.
You know what I mean? Alfred Sayers, gone. Because Alfred Sayers was a complete failure in ministry works. Not just BPL Nassau, BPL throughout the Bahamas.
Okay.
Throughout the Bahamas, we got a power problem.
Yes, we do.
Look at the roads in Nassau. Terrible. Look at the roads throughout the Bahamas. All these things supposed to happen within the first 100 days in their infrastructure plans. Airports dropping now. So Alfred Sayers, in my opinion, should have been gone. Vaughn Miller should have been gone, because the Ministry of Environment is a disaster. That entire ministry should have been gone. He should have been gone.
He's still in the ministry. He's still there, right?
Well, they just said this dude is just the Minister of State. So that may have one bill is a substantive minister.
So he's under, okay.
So he didn't say anything about Vaughn Miller being Booth.
Okay.
So, I mean, that whole, I wouldn't even call that a shuffle. You know, how long the cabinet been in Peru?
The House since for a month now.
So you took a whole month to come back to the NBA people with this? A month? And this what you come back with? So no wonder you couldn't get that done in the first 100 days. Because it took you a month to come back with this. At least come back with a complete list of what you plan to do. You give us some now until you can make more in the future. After a whole month of being on and with the House being in Peru. So this year, this just was a waste of our time.
I hear you. But let's wait and see. He promises some things. He says some things. We're going to see a lot of things happen. So let's see what goes down between now and Christmas.
Well, they promised some things in the first 100 days. They ain't happened.
Point.
So who's to say it's going to happen now? You know, you putting failures in other places to fail. So you putting these failed ministers and ministries that are functioning to corrupt those ministries. What a time in the Bahamas. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you for listening. Very good call. Thank you. You have another call out there? Caller, you on the air. I guess the caller get tired waiting. All right, let's read these texts. Hey, Pearly, don't mind the PM. Little shuffle. Leave Bell and Says and the whole bunch. Leave them right there for the great wipeout. I was hoping Anton could be named a senator. He will sing the whole crew. Pearly, your last caller is the average PLP. Don't see anything wrong with the PLP dude, SMT. Good afternoon. When callers inquire about FNM being interested in PLP shuffle as ministers, it makes one understand why this country is in a state. Ministers are appointed to ensure the people's business are carried out. Everyone has a vested interest in who is appointed. Point. It's our country. Pearly, I think Bell should have said, he that without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. Then I think the public would have forgiven him. Pearly, tell that caller, a promise is a comfort to a fool. Pearly, why did the government create a new ministry? I'm not being facetious by this question. The Ministry of Energy, why was it created? Pearly, which ministry you think needs to be audited and you think the cabinet shuffle would do a audit? Pearly, I really wanted Wayne to go to immigration to see how he would deal with immigration. Interesting. One more text here. Most of the attacks on the government is coming from the COI. Their mission is to destabilize any party that is vying for government or in government that is not the COI and led by Lincoln Bean. I quite understand it, but that's his job. He's trying to get your attention. He's doing it a different kind of way to get your attention. It's up to you as to whether he looks at. But is he lying about anything that the government is doing? Is he making up stories? Is he saying anything that is absolutely wrong? That's the question you ask. If you would see, you can't say I won't be in government and can't tote blows when the blows come at you. You cannot say that. You cannot get, see, the only thing I have wrong with is that I don't believe in insulting people. So I don't believe in calling them names and calling them this and that and saying they're like this. Why do you have to do that? That's like when you're in the schoolyard and you're getting around, you know you can't say nothing. It's your ugly self. Because your argument, you can't argue. That's how it looks to me. So when you get up and tell the man he looked like this or he this state, no. Just say what you think. I don't think he did a good job. I don't think he was functional. He was ineffective. Fine. But don't call him a name. That's juvenile to me. So when I see some of these statements come out and they start on insulting, I'm like, come on, man. Are you insulting my intelligence? Or you think that's what people want to hear? They want to hear the insults and the rowdy and the carrying on. Maybe they're still not looking at the issues. We're not paying attention to what really is going on. Is that a deflection? Does that make sense? Or is you reaching, you talk like that because you know what the BGCSE results were. So you think the people ain't got no sense. And I don't want you to think they don't. They do. These behaving people got plenty sense. and they're getting more politically astute. So the old school stuff ain't gonna work no more, particularly with the young people. You turn these and say, young people, all right, you done tell me I ugly, you done tell me this, now what? What you can do? Better plan. How we can fix immigration? How we can get these roads fixed? We can talk all we want. Talk is cheap, money buy land. The now Minister of Foreign Affairs and the chairman of the PLP used to say, fix it, you're all in power, fix it. Fix it, yeah, fix it. And I try to be as balanced, and I want to be, but I got to call a spade a spade. If you want to call in 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. The text line is powered by BTC, 422-4796. So I enjoyed that caller who was finding everything good about the move. I mean, that's your belief. That's fine. That's fine if you think that's right. You can't get mad. It is the leader of the opposition's job, his role, to criticize the government and to find fault of what the government is doing. That's his job. And if he's doing a job that gets him to irritate you, that means he's probably doing a good job. I see we got another call on the line here, Mr. Producer. Mr. Carlo, you're on the air. How you doing?
That's his job.
And if he's doing don't job, listen to the radio. Listen to the phone.
Hello, boy. I can't hear you.
Put the phone to your ear. Don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because the radio is
what's
delayed.
What's the name of the host? This is a new host today.
I'm just filling in for Chivago like now. They call me Pearly.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm on. Okay, sorry. But that's
yes, early. You are on.
So I have a few comments. One is on this cabinet reshuffle, right?
Okay.
And the one that I'm going to focus on, too, is Keith Bell, right?
Okay.
Now, we know that there's been lots of frustration expressed by the Bahamian people about Keith Bell, right? And what amazes me about these politicians, the prime ministers, is that they don't seem to listen to the people. Like, they keep repeating the same mistakes. So the Bahamian people would have loved for the Honorable Prime Minister to remove Bell from a cabinet position. But instead, he transferred him to another cabinet position and praises him. That's like a slap in the face to the Bahamian people, honestly, because it's widespread frustration being expressed on these talk shows, social media, about the things that Mr. Bell was alleged to have done in immigration, right? That's my point one.
Uh-huh.
My other point is that, as far as Mr. Sayers is concerned, Mr. Sayers has been in government and cabinet for over a number of administrations, and he's never establish himself as a very effective minister, mediocre at best. So I don't know what we were expecting from him in Ministry of Works.
Really?
And
Sayers is good, but people in Chippenham like Sayers. Sayers is a good person.
But let me tell you why they like Sayers, right?
Uh-huh.
When the rest of Nassau Roads was falling and deteriorating into potholes,
uh-huh,
craters,
uh-huh,
I saw with my own eyes the Ministry of Works conducting an extensive road, not repair, repaving
Yes, my road. I live in Chippenham, yes.
No, some of those roads, there was nothing wrong with those roads.
No.
Some of them. I drive on those every day.
I live on Interview Road. It was a bad road. The Providence Avenue.
Was there any potholes in the road?
No, but it was bad.
But I'm talking about, you drive on East Street, and you're talking about huge craters in the road.
And then Dunmore
Avenue. So you
could
take the time to pave an entire community, several roads, and you can't fix a few potholes, and you're talking about you running short of this, and you don't have facilities to do that?
Yeah, but that was all part of the independence celebration.
Part of the independence.
Okay. I honestly thought King Charles was coming, so I was ready to change Interview Road to King Charles Highway, because it was right. They paved the road. I thought they only paved the road because he was coming, but the king didn't come. But
right.
I only being facetious.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying, you see the perception, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Now, where is Fort Charlotte? Whose constituency is that?
That's the Honorable Alfred says he lives in.
That done, brother, efficiently.
Hey, that's his area.
All kind of roads, Dean's Lane, all them roads with hardly any traffic going on. He had them paved.
You ain't never played dominoes, so hold your man.
Beautifully. All right. Yeah, see, that's the problem. Sometimes our politicians play too much politics.
I got you.
And they don't do what's in the best interest of the country.
Uh-huh.
And so when they are suddenly removed from their position, they won't cry foul. Now, my other point is this.
Uh-huh.
So I already told you Mr. Davis's mistake with Keith Bell.
Yes.
And you know what that tells me about, just going back, you know what that tells me about Prime Minister Davis?
What does it tell you?
That he knew exactly what Keith Bell was doing in immigration, all these little shenanigans that he was alleged to have been doing, giving out citizenship in the church and all that. Mr. Davis probably knew about that. How else are you going to go against the people who are saying, hey, what's going on here, and then you're going to move him to another relatively important ministry, housing, and then praise him for the work he did in immigration?
Well, he may have a,
and labor? I'm telling you, that's a slap in the Bahamian people's face.
He may have some reasons why he's
making this mistake over and over and over.
He may have a very good reason why he cannot fire Mr. Bell.
That's why I tell you, he probably approved it, whatever he was doing, or supported it.
He could approve it. It could have been other things, too, you know. It could be almost anything.
Exactly.
All
he has to do based on is the outcome of his press conference and his cabinet reshuffle is to make some assumptions.
I got
you. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair enough.
Because some things just don't make sense.
Fair enough.
My other point, my last one is on the Ministry of Education.
Uh-huh.
I like Glenys Martinana. I think she has the people heart.
She has the people at her heart, yes.
But the problem is, education has been a mess for years. And the thing is, I just think Minister Glenys Martinana, who had a very kind of small ministry before, I think Prime Minister Hubert Ingham used to refer to it as a junior ministry, you know, Ministry of Transport.
Yeah,
and her was not that big a deal.
Uh-huh.
I think eventually they expanded it to include aviation.
Yeah.
But she's just overwhelmed.
You think she's over her head?
She doesn't have a solution to the problems, honestly.
Oh,
and maybe nobody does. But she certainly doesn't have a solution. I think she means well. I do not think the Ministry of Education is a good ministry for her.
I got you. I got another caller.
Having said that, this is our government.
Yes, it is.
I'm not PLP, FNM. I'm a Bahamian.
We are all Bahamians first.
I want the best for my country. So I'm hoping that whatever moves Prime Minister Davis make, he made it from the bottom of his heart
and
for the best interest of the Bahamian people and not to his advance his political agenda. Because what we're finding out is that these administrations come in and they're governing for 5 years.
Yep.
They spend up all the money. They're fiscally irresponsible because their main goal is to get elected in 5 years. So now they're not worried about the long-term impact or sustainability of the Bahamian economy and society. And this is the problem.
I got you.
You know, and so we're having this recycle. Every 5 years, we're changing government. A new government come in, they got all the answers, but guess what the answers is? Taking care of their own supporters, their own friends and family, and then really not doing much to advance the country. A lot of talk. Like Minister says, I never seen a minister love to hear himself talk. He can articulate. He's very articulate. But you don't get nothing done.
Yeah. Loud and clear.
But anyway, and then sometimes I guess it ain't the politicians. You know, you got these civil servants who embedded in these ministries, and you touch this one, the ministry ready to call a strike. So who knows, man? We just need someone to come in there. We need like Miles Monroe said, God needs to send us some new leaders with vision.
Well, let's keep looking.
Strength, and don't buckle under every little political pressure. Because I'm telling you, man, I have kids and grandkids in this country. I'm not like one who running to go anywhere, but I'm very concerned with the direction of my country.
I am as well.
That's all I have to say, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
And good luck with your show.
Take care. God bless. We have another call on the line. Mr. Brothers, we have another caller. There you go. Caller, come on in. What you saying?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
God is good.
I'm hoping that you're going to be sitting with Howard tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yeah, I know tomorrow is Wednesday, yeah.
And, you know, this is a hot piece and we need you to dissect it.
That's how it's called. What's happening?
I wanted to call in reference to the caller that I called just now. He was saying, talking about Dean Sane and the road there in Fort Charlotte that was paved recently. And he was giving credit to Mr. Sears.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to correct that. That has nothing to do with Mr. Sears. There's a list that, and I have inside information on this, there's a list of road that was supposed to have been paved from under minutes.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Okay, and those roads were part of it. However, they were fast-tracked because of the anniversary, the 50th anniversary.
Okay.
So that has nothing to do with this.
Well, governments are continuous, so, you know, whoever in power get the credit.
Yes. You know. However, I can say for Minister Sears, because I was in his constituency, MP. He really takes care of his people, and he takes care of his constituency. So I like him for that.
I won't call you out on that. I won't call. All right, I know he takes care of his people. He takes care of his people. I know that. Now, when you say he takes care
of... No, but he takes care of all, you know, because I wasn't one of his.
But let me ask you a question.
We can do this quick.
We can do this quick because we gotta go to the break. But I want you to tell me this: name two things that has happened in Fort Charlotte. Two things that make Fort Charlotte a better area today.
For one, I can say when he started the community center, he did a lot of personal training. Like he had educators came in that taught those computer lessons that wanted to learn.
That's still open. That's still happening.
That I know of, it was. I'm not sure today because I'm no longer in that constituency.
Give me number two.
Number two was that there's a lot of persons in his area that he helped with jobs in government and out of government because he called around to the businesses and tried to assist. So there's a lot of young persons that got jobs under him also.
His people.
And those are things that I saw that made me like him.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. I live in Fort Charlotte, so I hear you loud and clear. Thanks for calling.
That's welcome.
Just before we take a break, let me read these. We got 1 minute. Let me read these texts quick. Superly. I wanted my cousin, the competent authority, to fire Dames Diagla, Henfield, and Wells. He didn't. It was his government to do as he pleased. Fair enough. If the election was called today, who would win? Perly, tell your callers, don't blow no whistle. You're going to jail. I don't quite understand that text. We're going to take a break, and then we go into the newscast, and when we get back, we'll do the second hour of Z Live on Guardian Radio. This is Perly filling in for Zhivago Lang on 96.9 FM. I'll be back.
I mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 352-6676.
Welcome back to Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Perly filling in for Zhivago Lang today. We had a good first hour. So let's just keep that going, man. Let's, you know, Let's hear what you got to say. I got the first text for the hour. Remember, the government announced if you bring out any government information to the public, they will arrest you. I was reminding the listener before the conversation go left. Remember? You got to give me a little more specifics now because I don't remember that. Good afternoon. I know this isn't your topic, but listening to Wayne Monroe tell me what is considered a dangerous criminal, because when he returns to the law office, he will be the very one arguing this. How does someone tell if you're not a dangerous criminal? Good question. But I think there would be some guidelines, and I think if the the bill or act is brought forward, I think it will list who would be a dangerous criminal, murderer, rapist, something like that. And I hear your point. That it's going to be quite interesting to see what happens. If for some reason they're not in the government after the next election, he's back to practicing law, will he argue that point? Because he has done a lot of those type. That'd be very interesting to see. Very interesting. That's a good point. I don't know. I'll keep my eyes out on that one. But I'm you know, I support a parole system per se. But I support if good behavior and stuff like that. Because I think that having somebody locked up there forever and ever, man, is to me, it's cruel, and got to figure out how to do it. And I'm not, you know, oh, yeah, but that crime he do, yes, that crime he do was terrible. But if he's given X amount of years and he's out after 20 years and he's being monitored to make sure, I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is everybody and his uncle getting an ankle bracelet and getting out of jail. And when you hear this one, shoot, he lock up for 4 murders and he was this for that and he was that. That's what I have a problem with. All of a sudden, everybody out on bail. Everybody out on bail, and understanding what the Privy Council has said and done with some things. We need to sit down and revise our laws and put in place things to protect us from, protect the judicial system to do certain things. And yes, you're innocent until proven guilty, yes. But if I lock you up for shooting this brother, give you bail. I lock you up for shooting that guy, give you bail. It's a trend. Come on, hold on. You've been locked up for 2. Why should you be out for 3 or 4? It's just my thoughts. But back to the shuffle. I'm intrigued by it. It's interesting to see, you know, some texts made some comments about who he wanted fired, and Dr. Minister didn't fire them, so he had his, yes, and he, yeah. But he also fired some people. He fired some people for some things, and some people resigned, stepped away from the cabinet. And that's what you do when you do wrong. You do the honorable thing. I see it happen all over the States. I see it happen in Europe. But only here. It don't happen. Anytime that something's going to deflect from you getting the job done, you got to go. If I'm trying to run a country and move things, and all I hear was this immigration did this, and this nationality was given out, and this, you know, citizenship was given, and this, and that's all you're hearing, and that's all you're talking about. How are you getting anything done? You cut that off when you. If you get a banana and you can cut them, you know the whole banana in your body, let's cut the bad piece off, throw in the garbage, eat the rest of the banana. When you pick when you get a bag of juju, you throw the bad ones, you eat the good juju. Right? Get a bag of plum. Oh, hog plum in season A. Okay. You get a bag of plum. You don't eat the rotten ones. You don't eat the bad ones. You throw them away. So if you got a cabinet and certain people ain't doing their job, why keep them? Why move them from one place to the next? They can do better there. It's called second chance. I'm just asking, you know, I could be wrong. I don't know. I know how I would do it, or I figure out some other people would do it, but I'm just asking. You know, I just want to know what you think about it, how you feel about it. It's your country too, you know.
It's a pearly juju day spot. But he really had them juju from Jim and I'm then. But it, how do you move one bad thing to the next? And you may have the PM may have the inside information to know certain things are happening, but I only go by what I see and what I hear, what I know. Well, not what I know, but I mean, we'd be reading the papers, I guess. Yeah, I can say that's what I know. And I listen to the Prime Minister's address. But I also listen to the people of the country. And I'm taking away the leader of the oppositions and the opposition pilots and with the average man and super value at the stake, or Commonwealth Bank line or Royal Bank line or the gas station in the gas station when you go inside. That's what I listen to. They're the ones who they on the ground. We got another caller, Mr. Producer. Caller, you on the air. How you do?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I want to ask a question.
Sure, man.
What difference does it make between having the PLP messing up now and the F&M mess up before that, and then you go vote for the F&M to come back in the House?
So who you think you should
tell me,
who you should vote for?
Who's smart when they do that?
You looking
who's
at
smart when they do that?
Hold on.
Hey, Boyle.
You ask me, let me answer you. See, I'm a firm believer of either the PLP or the F&M. I believe in them. Now, I look at the leadership, and I look at who's running the party at the time and whether that's the choice to take that party to that direction. Any third party out there come out of the F&M or the PLP. They ain't come out no other place other than the F&M or the PLP. So they all have that culture in them.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure, brother.
When Ping run against the gentleman for the UBP, who did believe in Ping to do it?
Who's the main Selinden? You mean Selinden?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You say when he run. What you mean when he run? He ran in Camps Bay, and he won the seat. So that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The people voted for him. The people voted for him.
All right. What I'm saying is, you have the F&M mess up this 5 years. They within 3 years, they dropped the ball and we got to start over again.
Did they really mess up, or we just get mad at them because we couldn't go to the party, so we vote them out?
No, brother.
Let's be real. Let's
hold
be real
on.
Now. Did
hold
we?
On.
Let me
hold
ask.
On.
Hold
on.
But, you know, I'm in charge of the show now, so you got to hold on. Then I can let
no,
you talk.
Listen, hold on. You're talking about Menace, what Menace did, right? Huh? Did
call
you remember what Menace did?
Call her.
Menace, stop.
Call her.
Menace, stop. That's what Menace did.
What did he stop?
Being Prime Minister.
Okay. And where did he come?
That's where he is now, backbenching.
Okay. I got you.
Huh?
I got you.
So.
I only ask.
Why
I only.
Is it that we got to run behind these niggas all the time?
So who do you think we should run behind?
Huh?
Who we should run
try
behind?
Something new.
What is something new?
Try to be a man.
What is something new? What is something
it's
new? What is coming out there so new?
A different man and a different party.
What is coming out so new that we would want to do that?
Any man who believes that change is important.
All them believe change is important. See, I don't want you to tell me change is important.
No,
hear me, brother.
No.
I don't want you come and tell me we have to have change and you can't back your talk up. If you want change, tell me what you changing. You giving me $100,000 a year? That's what you're talking about?
Who do you know don't get promises? Huh? Didn't Brave gave a promise of the first 100?
So what you're telling me is,
I want you to,
I can answer you if you let me talk. Everybody's give promises. So what you're telling me is, that man, the former prime minister promised, he ain't deliver. This prime minister promised, he ain't deliver. So that different person can promise and he gonna deliver? What's his track record? What are their track record? What have they done to prove that I should support them to run my country?
All right, well, let me ask you. Okay, good. Well, let me say this.
Yes.
The COI.
Uh-huh.
The should anybody give them a chance to see what they are capable of?
Good question. What have they done to want me to give them a chance to see what they're capable of when all of them come out of a different party and they vex because they ain't get a nomination for one party?
Why you say they vex?
That's the truth. That's the absolute truth. I ain't get the nomination for this seat, so I go in somewhere else. I'm happy, so I can't get, so I can form my own party.
Hold on. These people just have to pay to play, you know.
Huh? I know about that. What do you mean they have to pay to play? What that mean?
Meaning that they have to pay to run to go for election.
What do you mean pay? Explain that to me. $400?
How much?
The $400 is registration fee you got to pay? Nomination fee?
If it is 408, whatever. I say they just have to pay for people to even to vote for them, man.
Who's have to do that?
If you, right now, you're probably ready to go up there to go talk about you want people to vote for you.
Who, me?
All right?
I run in. No.
You, because most of you all talk show hosts. That's what you all.
Let me get the record straight here. Outside of maybe Chivago Line, who was a member of parliament, and Jeff Lloyd, who was a talk host and run, I don't know others who do that. I know Nahaja Black to do that. I know Dwight Strong to do that. I know Howard Grant to do that. I know Naughty to do that. I know Ortland Bodie to do that. I know Darrell Miller to do that. I know nobody else to do that. So you can't make that statement. You know, but one or two have done it, fine. It ain't gonna be me.
Pearly, the only thing what really bothers me is that my people keep on running from one party to the next.
I hear all of that, but my whole thing is ping-ponging.
You know what I mean?
No, I hear your point, brother. I hear your point, brother, and I don't like the back and forth.
The country ain't going nowhere.
I don't like the back and forth.
The country ain't going nowhere.
But I want, if you can bring change to me, show me how you can bring that change. See, all the little protests and all the running around and getting mad, show me your plan. Show me what you can do to make immigration better, what you can do to do this better. Then I can talk to you. But ain't no change coming to me unless I know what your plan is. I know what the PLP plan is. I know what the FNM plan is. I want to know what the COI plan is. Because all I'm hearing is complaining. But call, I got another call on the line. I do appreciate your call, though. Caller, you on the air? We talked too long in this call, and this one get vexed. I do apologize for that. And then, caller, I wasn't cutting you off like that, but I knew that caller was waiting for a long time, and I guess they got a bit tired. But I hear his point. I had Kurt, texter says here, hey, Pearly, MP McIntosh is the real deal for Mike Al. Tell Shane Gibson thanks, but no thanks. Dexter says, COI is just a bunch of jokers. I believe Sparky would make a good plus. Leave my brother. Interesting. Let's read this now. Interesting how people/FNM upset with Monroe for being a good lawyer. A lot of them run to him when they're in problems. Are they no good FNM defense lawyers? Monroe is talking policies for us to decide what we want while he is in government doing his job. If he loses, then he will be a lawyer again. Thanks, FNMs. Okay. If a party, FNM or PLP, is messing up, I'm voting them out. We need or make sure politicians don't pick up a pension by rewarding them with a second term or two consecutive terms. If a party, FNM or PLP, is mad, he said the same thing. Vote them out. Fair enough. Caller, you on the air.
What's up, Pearly?
What's happening?
Everything good, man.
What you saying?
Pearly.
Yes, sir.
I got one or two things I want to shoot at you, right?
Fair enough.
One thing I ask you right now. Concerning PLP and FNM, right?
Uh-huh.
Do people understand what the Constitution law say?
See,
there's no PLP or there's no FNM when you see they in government?
See, our problem is we watch too much U.S. TV and we watch too much Law and Order or Blacklist or 24 or all them different shows, and we come to the opinion thing that's how the Bahamas work.
Right.
The problem is we do not teach the Constitution to our kids in the school, and we do not do a good job of telling people what the Constitution says. I agree with you.
Really, I agree with you too. I didn't know the Constitution when I was growing up doing school. But when I finished school, I didn't know the Constitution. But you know what I did? Because I love the Bahamas and the people in the Bahamas, I try my best to learn what the law is concerning the government.
Yes.
The PLP party, the FNM party, the DNA party, what all these parties are all about.
Yes.
But when they come in government, there's no more party. It is a government.
It's the government.
And that government is there to make sure the people is living a prosperous life, right?
Yes.
But now, that's what I want to find out from you, buddy. Well, I respect you.
Thank you.
Although I listen to you and Naughty, I'll call in concerning the sports.
Yes.
Because me and you got two of the best teams in the world.
There you go.
Winners.
There we go.
As the Dolphins.
Yes.
And the Lakers.
There we go.
Right?
Yes.
But watch this. I need you to help Naughty Man. And I say help Naughty. Honestly, I ain't talking about no sports now. I'm talking about the political thing. And the sports thing, Naughty got it down back.
Okay.
But when it comes to the political thing, Naughty falling up the Riddick. Naughty falling up, the hearsayers, the soothsayers, the gossipers, and the people on the streets. Watch this. I don't have no problem with that.
Uh-huh.
But when you have people on the streets, make sure they come to you with some facts. Make sure they come to you with some solid evidence concerning whatever the government is doing.
Well, I don't know Naughty to ever talk anything that ain't facts now.
Huh?
He's talk facts.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I don't know if you, when I say Fox, watch this. You know Jawago Lang, right?
Yes, very well.
When you see Jawago Lang coming on his show, if somebody come on his show and they can't bring their Fox or their Fox,
uh-huh.
or what they talking about,
uh-huh. they can't back up their dog.
Is all about,
they can't back up their dog.
Right. He cutting them.
Okay.
Cutting them.
All right.
But this is the thing what I have with Naughty. I listen to him when he talking with these people from Freeport and these people from Grand Bahama.
Uh-huh.
If you want to know, not Grand Bahama.
From Abaco.
From Abaco.
Yeah, one day is Abaco, one day is Grand Bahama.
Watch this. If you want to know what's going on, yeah, some people you could talk to on the grounds. But if you want to know what the government is doing, talk to one or two of the people in government.
The problem is, my brother, Naughty has invited them on his show and none wants to come.
Huh?
He has invited them on more than one occasion. They do not come to the show. You very seldom hear any government member of parliament or minister on a talk show.
Listen to me. I see Dwight invite the deputy prime minister.
Uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
But when I hear them as talking, it sounds like whenever you need more information, call me. Watch this, that Dwight on Aaron Green show.
Yeah.
Today. Same thing. The fellow who had been on to share what's going on.
Uh-huh.
He said, whenever you need me, just call. Aaron said, okay, watch this. With Howard Gunn show, the same thing. Now, I think what Naughty is doing, Naughty probably calling the wrong set of people.
No, I ain't gonna let you say that. See, now that's... Listen, hear me carefully. Hear me carefully. He has approached all and asked all. He has been asking them to come on the show, and if they don't want to come, what do you expect him to do?
Okay.
He does.
I agree with you.
And if he's talking to the man on the street, that's who voting. So you got to hear what the man on the street got to say.
The man
correct?
On the street voting, right?
Yeah.
Listen to me. But the man on the street isn't speaking facts.
The man on the street ain't speaking the facts that your minister ain't saying, but the man on the street speaking how he feel.
I talk about what the government is doing.
Yeah, but then the government, if the man on the street is, then the government needs to be a better job of saying what they're doing. I don't need to call the deputy prime minister and ask him to come on the show to give me facts when he should be telling the public that without me having to ask him that.
Let me ask you something.
Let me just finish this point. So if he don't tell me what's going on, if he don't tell the public what's going on, then what you expect the man on the street to think and say?
Okay, let me ask you something about that.
Uh-huh.
Right? I hear everybody talking about Keith Deltz, right?
Uh-huh.
Why they think Keith Deltz should get fired? What is the reason they think Keith Deltz should get fired?
Because he didn't follow the policies and the protocols and the laws of the Bahamas.
Which
and immigration. You don't give a citizenship to a church. You don't give a citizenship to a church, and you do it right. You don't write
no,
a, you
no,
don't,
no.
you don't.
Here,
listen,
you
listen,
you're,
listen. You have letters coming from the Director of Immigration asking why are you giving this out without the proper protocols being followed.
Listen to me. That's why I tell you, some of us, we really need to go in the Constitution and look at what the law says. The law said that as long as a minister get the permission from the cabinet to give persons them permit and status.
Did the cabinet give him permission?
Minister, he's the first minister ever did it in church, but he did it publicly. Church, that's a public. Many people was there.
All right, caller, I hear you.
Privately.
I hear you loud, caller, but I got three other callers. Caller, I got three other callers. I hear what you're saying, loud and clear.
Alfred says, he did an excellent job in in Ministry of Works, concerning fixing road and different things like that. But, you see, people just got to get the facts right, man, and stop. Be fair with the government, even with ministers. Got to be fair. Minister did some good work. Yes, he messed up concerning the pandemic. But other than that, they did some good work.
Loud and clear. Call, I got to let you go. I got another two callers waiting, okay? Thanks for calling. You got another caller there, right? Call it you on the air.
Hey, good day again.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to call back because I'm not getting where the gentleman is coming from. And he's talking everything about the Constitution. What does the Constitution say that he felt is wrong? I want to inform the nice, informed gentleman. The Constitution ain't the water.
Point.
I'm sorry to say it like that, but the Constitution is not the voter.
Point.
At day's end, like you say, the persons who naughty would talk to because the politicians don't want to come on, those are the voices that are going to make the decision at the end of the day. So, as much as he may not break what the Constitution says, as far as the water concerned, he make a big boo-boo. And in the end, he should have been fired because of it. Because we're the one put him there. And at the end of the day, we're the one going to say who goes and who stays. So I like the Constitution, what it says. However, at the end of the day, that's not who is voting.
That's the facts.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Caller, you on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm pretty good, my brother. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, you see... Fairly, you got to be realistic now. Constitution is the law of the land, regardless of what other people say and what the voters say, because they've been getting misinformation. It's why they're feeling the way they feel. But the Constitution is the highest law of the land. We can't change that.
We're not knocking that, but what is the misinformation?
What is the misinformation? But let me say something to you, Fairly. If people continue to spew misinformation, and the information is not corrected, yes, the voters will continue to believe that whatever happened, it was untoward, okay?
Okay.
But you have to be realistic and speak truth to power.
Yes.
You know the reason why ministers don't want to come on Naughty Show, okay? You can't for 2 or 3 weeks knock the minister, then you want to invite him to your show? No. At least speak with the minister first publicly before you go and knock him publicly.
That's his job to criticize the minister, and the minister should be able to come and face him. The minister should come and face him. Darren Miller used to knock and they still come to his show. A lot of other talk show hosts knock and they still come to his show. I'm not going to accept that excuse.
I understand what you're saying. I understand why you're saying it also. But I'm saying to you this. You can't expect to meet as a minister, right? Before you get the facts from me or at least hear me out, you want to tell the public something and not knowing if it's facts or not? That's the problem. Let me ask you a question.
So only the minister got the facts. That's what you're telling me?
No. That's not what I'm saying.
That's how it sounds. That's how it sounds when you come in your cross.
The issue which you're speaking about pertaining to that particular minister. That's what I'm speaking about, sir.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Thank you, brother. Man.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you very much. Call you on the air. Don't listen to the phone. Listen to the radio. Don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone.
You talking to me, Pearly?
Yeah, but yeah.
All right, Poppy, good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Hey, good.
All right, good afternoon to the Bahamas and the world.
What's up, Papa?
I was just a listener, you know. But the last caller, what you think his point was just now?
His point was, don't say nothing but the minister until you talk to the minister.
It's crazy, you know.
Listen for the facts.
I wonder if this just in the Bahamas or...
No. You never listen to Trump supporters talk here. Ain't that different?
We pass it, but I just want a Trump supporter, so do I, blah. I like Trump. I mean, and I think he's a psycho. But listen, these people... See, I like people to be able to speak their mind, just like with leaders, prime ministers, and speak truth. What the gentleman's saying is so wrong to me. My opinion is, and I'm knocking his opinion.
He's entitled to his opinion.
We praise these politicians too much, man.
We sure do.
They come from us, and this ain't no PLP and just a PLP thing. F and M's too, and I don't like to use the word hate, right? But I hate that about them, boy. I hate, and guess what? We got to blame ourselves. The Bahamian people, the citizens, us, the voters, we got to blame ourselves. We've caused them thing they all about.
Yep. And we've big them up.
People is servants, man. So what if you're a minister? What you talking about? Naughty can't hit the minister. You all so dumb. Excuse me. God forgive me, please. I don't like that, no. I don't like that, no. You all is be encouraging this foolishness and causing us to get take advantage of these people. These people is only servants, man.
Amen.
Even if you be a chief or you be the lieutenant or whatever, Brad Davis is a chief servant.
Amen.
He ain't no boss. He ain't no God. I ain't got cuss on nothing. He ain't no God. He's a servant. He fooling with our money. He shouldn't be able to victimize us because he don't like us or we speak out against the government. Well, why y'all is going on like this? Talking about you can't hit the government or hit these people doing foolishness. That's how y'all go in your house. That's how y'all deal with things, y'all cloak wrongness. That's why the place so messed up the way it is. Come on, man.
Point.
What you mean Naughty can't hit? Naughty need to be encouraged to continue to do it. I don't care if Naughty's an F&M, okay? I don't agree
but
with
that. But who says he's an F&M? Who says he's an F&M?
I don't care what Naughty is. I don't care what he political.
He calling a spade a spade.
Come on. Say what?
He calls a spade a spade. Naughty calls a spade a spade.
Yes. And I wish he could stick around if the government... You know what a sad dude... Listen, y'all people, them, right? I am a boy talking about the other caller before the first one. But these people, them, need to... Let's wake up and stop this foolishness. It's making these politicians feel like there's God.
I agree.
Servants. It should be more punishment. You know, I hear what you are saying about the third party and stuff. But you say, what different, what else, or what you mean when you say something new? My God, it should have been something different from these old, these political douchebags, man. And not all, you know. The people, what they get in these parties, man. And like I say, I blame us for doing it.
Pop, I hear you. But I gotta let you go. I got a couple more callers, and I gotta take a quick break.
Tell Naughty, keep up the good work.
Amen,
I say. These people, them talking foolishness. Yeah, we need to be able to punish these politicians, man.
I sure
we need to be able to take their pension away from them when they're doing foolishness. These prime ministers get too much power. All of them get too much power. These cabinet ministers, they breaking the law. They raping the system, the treasury and stuff like that, and they coming around here smiling with their chesticle, coming with 2 cents to rub together and leaving over with millions. We supposed to be able to do more, not just jail them, man.
Amen.
There should be some capital punishment on them.
Now, Papa, I can let you go on that one, okay? All right. Caller, hold on, caller. We can take a quick break. When I come back, you can be the next one up, okay? Don't go anywhere. This is Pearly filling in for Siobhan Golang on Z Live on Guardian Radio. We'll be right back.
Everybody. Take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Burger King wants you to enjoy a classic sandwich so good we've been making it since 1979. Introducing the original chicken sandwich, American style, with fries and a drink for only $7.95, including VAT. This sandwich is made with white meat chicken, lightly breaded and topped with crisp, fresh lettuce, creamy mayonnaise, tomatoes, and lots of American cheese on a long sesame seed bun. Get your American Original Chicken Sandwich Combo for only $7.95, including VAT, at Burger King NASA, where taste is king.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
We're back. This is Z Live on Guardian Radio, and this is Pearly filling in for Chivago Line today. Just before we take the calls, let me read a couple of these texts quick. Pearly, Blacklist is a good series. I fell in love with that. I done watched each series but 10 times. Pearly, they don't come on Naughty Show because he will take calls and ask hard questions. Point. Pearly, you a better man than me. Dude is a PLB psychopath. I have to be fair, and I'm going to be fair and allow you to say what you have to say. For 2 years, Mr. Sayers was in the works and only purchased 2 tractors on his way out. They are the ones with all the contracts. Good afternoon. I know that this isn't your topic. We already talked about that. Sorry. That caller was saying, if you was the minister, get my point of view. One matters in my ministry before listening to Facebook and saying you're doing something wrong. Interesting. Callie on the air, what's up? No? That one going on. Callie on the air. And I tell you, I talk long, sometimes you get a hold on. I'll call back. You welcome. Please call back if you want to. Please call back. Listen, I'm going to... The call about the Constitution and all that, and the facts and all that, let's take this call and I can say what I have to say. Call you on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone. How are you doing?
Okay. I have a comment to make.
Yes, sir.
I know the certain time of the year, they seem to be building a lot of sidewalks all over the place. What I call to say is, I noticed somebody on Ford Barbecue, just as you come on the bend, coming back to Shady Street.
Uh-huh.
All by the bush there where nobody don't walk. I ain't never seen nobody walk in there. And they're going putting down sidewalk. It's the same foolishness they did up on Bernard Road across from the school. They going across there where nobody don't walk and put down a bunch of sidewalk that costs a lot of money. Nobody still don't walk there. And now the water in front of the school is become a pond whenever it rains. They just got money to give away. I just really don't understand it. All these places over the hill that need sidewalk where people walk in every day, got a duck traffic, they're going on Montague to go put sidewalk on the north side of the road just as you come from Montague Beach on Shirley Street. That's all I got to say. That's okay. Nonsense.
Thank you very much, sir. Hey, Pearly, long live Naughty, and don't play with them so-called politicians. If they are so hard, why they don't want to face the music? Big up Naughty. Big up Naughty. Keep their foot to the fire. Naughty runs an excellent show, and he's real. That's all I got to say. He's real. Callie on there.
Hey, Pearly.
Hey.
What's happening, brother? Listen.
I'm listening.
Naughty one. This is a message for that caller who obviously suffers from testicular atrophy. Let him know he got between now and 4 o'clock, which is 19 minutes, to grow a pair and come walking the dog when the big dog there. No disrespect to you, but
I'm not the big dog. I'm not a big dog.
Don't call you with my name in his mouth. Call me with my name in his mouth and let me deal with him. All right?
So.
And I ain't concerned. And for everybody to know, let me show you something. I work for self. I never ask for no government job. That's why I tell all sides about they behind. And when the third party got respectable enough, I can tell them about they behind when they do for it too. Bahamas first, Bahamians first, country first. No better, do better. We've been calling, we've been letting wrong slide for too long. And it's blind minions like that caller that got this country where it is today. So let him know I can be there 4 o'clock with my big bill waiting on him. Call it your boy, buddy.
Caller, he said call him when he comes on. Call Naughty when he comes on. Yeah. Open invitation to you, caller. Open invitation. We got another caller on the call on the air.
Hey, Bernie.
Hey.
Listen.
I listen.
Let me correct myself, because all of you guys misunderstood what I said. I was saying at least invite the minister to have a conversation about whatever issue you are speaking about, but any minister before you just get the propaganda and run with it and think it is the facts. That's what I was saying, okay? That's the gist of my call.
I took that as your point.
And all that foolishness, naughty calling for us now. Listen,
hold on.
Hold on what, really?
Just hold on a minute. Hold on a second. You and Naughty, you say some things to Naughty, he responded. You can call him.
I said nothing in the derogatory about Naughty.
Fair enough.
I just said that.
We'll call him at 4:15.
Pardon me?
Call him at 4:15 and tell him this.
No, I said sometimes you need to get the facts before you just run with the innuendos and the propaganda and the spin and then come back and apologize. That doesn't make any sense. I've seen him done that on several occasions. And if you don't believe me, go check his record on Guardian Radio. You'll see it for yourself. Thank you.
All right. I am a little wasp nest right now. Welcome to Talk Radio, Pearly. You call you on there.
Pearly.
Yes, sir.
Poppy here.
Poppy, what's up?
Thank God for life as usual.
I need 30 seconds, Poppy, because I got a lot of people waiting.
After the gentleman called back, correct, he said, for to say whatever he had to say. Yes, but sir. We still disagree with you, buddy. All right? And that's your right to have your opinion and all that foolishness, buddy. All right, we still disagree with him.
Fair enough, and you're entitled to your opinion, and that's fine.
See, like for instance, right? This morning, right? I listened to the radio. I heard the Deputy Prime Minister on, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Dwight Strong had a chance to ask him what that was all about with the celebration key somewhere in Freeport, the way how they spell it and stuff like that. Simple as that. See, when things reported, the media have a job to talk about it and bring it to our attention. We dialogue about it. It ain't like we. It's nobody. We don't praise man. We don't praise them people. We understand that they're serving, and if they ain't doing their damn job, we're supposed to give our opinion and say what they need to do. Then, for instance, the Deputy Prime Minister also said a couple of weeks ago, there's the reporter or somebody, they in charge, or he said, we in charge, and we do as we see fit.
Yes.
They're the kind of things them, you know, what the Bahamian people hears, and we talk about it, and sometimes they take it personal because we feel like they think they arrive and they're above their bridges. You understand?
I understand.
Remember, the higher the monkey climb, the show you rear end.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean you could do as you see fit? They're the kind of questions what I would have liked with Dwight to get him this morning. Man, let me tell you something, Naughty. Naughty, don't let's waste time with one another when somebody try to make it personal. And it's not about Naughty. It's not about me. It's not about Pearly. It's not about Papa. Let's stick with the issue. They trying to distract us. These Negroes, they doing a lot of foolishness and they getting away with it politically. It's like political murder. Okay, and only in the Bahamas. We sit down and we have to wait for 5 years for these guys and they walk off smiling, get all our money. When our light bill, we some of us don't even have no light, no electricity, all kind of stuff we going through.
I hear you loud
and
clear, Papa.
Walking around and riding around with their bodyguard and stuff like that. We supposed to be able to politically, how do I say it,
legally,
the right way, snatch them.
Politically, politically.
Politically, over all of this fun they have in and stuff like that, lavish and stuff like that, all of these perks they have in, they don't deserve it. And they so disrespectful to Bahamian people crying and saying, you should do this, you should do that, you should fight this one. You show the people them, it's like, you do what you want, do you send the person to the next place.
Fair enough. I got another caller, Papa. Thanks for calling. Call you on the air. Call back, caller. Now, I hear in the talks, you know, and I understand, the caller who called back to clarify himself about getting the facts. I've heard some politicians talk and say that's the facts, and when you double check, it ain't the facts. Texter says, great show as usual, Pearly. I tell you, this was going left. I tuned in at 4. This is going to be entertaining. If the ministry is doing their job. Now, see, this government hired a bunch of PR people, decimated the media, and hired a bunch of senior media people. They have an excellent public relations program and department. I shouldn't have to call the minister to get the facts. Because if you do A, and the PR team put the information out, the government, the country has the information. Now, if I ain't clear on something, then I can talk to the minister to clarify some things. But I should be able to get the facts and not having to call the minister to ask him for the facts. Unless I'm not clear on something. Carly, you on the air.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
They talk about calling the minister. Yesterday I called and was talking to me and Monroe on this very show. But then Chivago keep cutting me because I want them to know that these foreigners who these governments side with takes advantage of us behemoths with our land. And when I mention about that illegal runway at Pittstown, Crooked Island, all over my 23-acre, 700-foot of beachfront property, you can't get their attention because they wouldn't respond to one letter I wrote since November. The director of Bahamas Investment Authority wouldn't give me one letter to show that they have already rejected Pittstown because they don't have no approval to do what they have done on my properties since 2002.
Now, I understand why Chivago would cut it, right? Because you're giving your side of the story and I don't have the other side. Have you been to a lawyer?
Okay, listen to me. The issues with lawyers is one big sham.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, I hear your point, but the bottom line is, if you have a dispute, you need a lawyer. You writing the letter don't carry no weight unless you have somebody who understands the law backing you. That's the bottom line. And I understand how you feel about lawyers, and sometimes I can feel the same way, but you need a lawyer to do certain things. And if this is an issue you're having, your property, you need a lawyer.
No, Pearly. It's about the letter has them stuck because of what happened in courts. We in Monroe knows that the prime minister...
Did I lose the caller? I guess I did. Oh, so sorry about that, caller. Can we take our next break? And when we come back, we'll wrap up. We're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll wrap up.
To take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 823-4374.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
And we're back. This is Pearly filling in for Chivago Lang today, right in the wasp nest today. This little, what did they say, baptism by fire? Gotta love it. The big league is being played at 4 p.m. and Naughty is running a straight ship. What the hotel in Freeport is being sold, or we get swing again deal with them Naughty. Bro, that's how people change the story. Lang cut him, but he have the guy's number to call him to talk about it offline first. So he may be able to help him. And I see, you could call and tell me these things, and I don't know if it's true or not. And I'm not saying that the caller's lying. I'm not saying that at all, caller. But I only know on your side of the story. I don't know what the law says. I don't know what the government is saying. And I don't want to start something here. Then I get a phone call, and then other people got to deal with that in a different way. So it's not... when you call with stuff like that, you got, and you may have the facts. You could be 100% correct. I'm not knocking that. But the bottom line is, you got to go to a lawyer, and you got to do it the right way. So if Brother Lang asks you to call him offline so he can assist you, then take his advice. He's a good man. Caller, you on the air.
Hello. Pearly.
Yes.
It's me again.
Yeah, but hear my point.
Simple. Let me give it to you.
No, hear my point. I understand what you're going through, but I can't let you give your only side of the story.
No.
And if Chivago asked you to call him off air, why haven't you spoken to him about it?
Yeah, but he can't help me.
But he would not listen. Yeah, but he ain't gonna listen on the radio. He asked you to call him. He give you the number and asked you to call him offline.
Let me just leave you with this.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough.
Let me just leave you with this. I told him, just go read the International Persons Land Holdings Act. On all behemoths, read Section 3, Section 4, Section 9, and then read Section 18 of the Stamp Act. Read Section 5.1 of the Immovable Properties Act, which was repealed and replaced by the International Persons Land Holdings Act and the whole Bahamas, so they could see how these governments let foreigners trample on us Bahamian rights. I ain't afraid of none of them because they know. I just run them on national television off my great-granddaddy property out of Fortune Hill, San Salvador. They could not and will not go there to dig for no gold since 2006. That's me. I ain't going to call my name and everybody.
Well, I understand that, okay? But like
all
I'm saying, I'm
just
not...
Just go read the law.
Okay, thank you for going.
Read sections of the law. I want the whole Bahamas to read it, and everybody have the perspective on that.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much. You too now.
And you run a good show.
Thank you very much. So brother said I run a good show, but he put me in one corner. This has been fun, but all I'm saying is, and I understand what the good caller is saying, but, you know, if I don't have the facts, I can't comment, and I can't let you say things, and then I get called and say, you know, and I'm not knocking what he's saying. He could be 100% correct, and I support that. So all I'm saying is this, I can read what he tell me read, you know. Text him. Pearly, any more of them contract like the one on Aaron Bailey B1? Listen, I'm not in the government. I'm just doing a show. I can't tell you what are the contracts. So then you need to talk to your member of parliament and see what best, if you qualified, see what best you could do. Because we don't want one like that with something breaking down. We want, if you get to do the job correctly, properly, and with distinction. Correct? Okay. This has been really interesting listening to the guards and having a show like this where the guards are coming in and hearing from every side of the divide and putting their points, and then I have no problem. Anybody could call to basically have a conversation to say what you want to say, but if you're not going to talk sense, or if you're not going to talk facts to me, then I got to cut you. I got to say, hey, I can't listen to that, because if I don't have the facts and I don't know the facts, I can't let it go over already, because then other people may take it as the facts. Not saying that the minister's not going to give the facts, but if the PR department from the ministry is doing its job and putting out to the public what the ministry is doing, what direction they're going in, I only need to speak to the minister to get some clarity on some things. So if you hear my brother down on the next hour talking, I'm sure he's done his homework and gotten the facts, what he has understand and what has been given to him. And not necessarily, I'm not knocking the minister down, I'm saying the minister ain't giving the facts. But I want to see it myself. And then I can talk to you when I can ask questions. And everything you do is written. Ain't nothing just done like that. Text up. Pearly, I pop in the popcorn now for Naughty Show. I come in for some. Now it's naughty time, and if you so hardcore naughty. I mean to laugh like that, but that's true. You know, Naughty is a dear, dear friend of mine, and him and I do the sports talk at 5. And I know that he's adamant about putting your feet to the fire. And he don't care if you PLPF, NM, or COI, DNA, whatever A or whatever QRST you are, he will put your foot to the fire. And we only mad, and some people get mad at him because he's maybe putting the PLP's foot to the fire, but they ain't government. They are the government. They can tote the most blows because you are the government. I can't punch you up as much as I can't punch Pintard up as much as I punch Brave Davis up. Or I can't punch Leader of Opposition Pintard up as much as I punch up PM Davis because he's the PM in charge. He got to tote the blows. Now, if Pintard gets it, he can tote the blows for me too. But at this point in time, you are in charge. You will get the blows and you have to deal with it. And if it ain't truthful what he's saying, then you have an opportunity to come out and correct it. All right, Naughty goes or what, and I go by whatever information I get. And if it ain't correct, then your job is to come and say, well, that ain't correct. This is how it is. This is what it should be. You should do it this way. What you think? Anyway, folks, it's been a great 2 hours. I've had a fun time. I hope everybody else enjoyed it. And hopefully I'll see you again real soon. This has been Pearly filling in for Chicago Line on Z Live. Okay, before we go, I got one last text that I think this text, and you'll kill me if I don't, you probably rush to get this in. The war room is upset with you, Pearly. That's fine. I'm trying to be fair. That's fine. Not a problem. But this has been Pearly filling in for Chicago Line on Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a wonderful evening. Have a safe night. And may God bless each and every one of you. I'm out of here.
Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.